Brahmachari, never associated with women my entire life. So I'll recite certain mantras, and then the snake that has bitten your daughter will appear and take all the poison back. The snake of separation. So in this way, Krishna, he told everyone to leave. He said, but all of you have to leave because these mantras cannot be spoken aloud in the presence of others. So Vishwabhanu Maharaj, anyhow, he made everyone leave. And then for those 8 or 9 days, Krishna was there every day, pacifying Srimati Radhika, speaking sweet words to her, and behaving with her in such a loving manner that her sadness of not having been married to Krishna went away. So this way, the Vaishnavas described that this is the meaning of Jagannath staying there in this Sundarachal. Like we hear also, no, this journey from Nandagaon to Barsana. Sundarachal is like Barsana and Neelachal is like Nandagaon. So in this way, when Mahaprabhu was there in this Gundicha temple, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Veda base, just reading now, there it was mentioned that that the beginning of this chapter actually describes how Prataparudra Maharaj was actually trying to receive Mahaprabhu's mercy, but Mahaprabhu refused to give him mercy. Mahaprabhu said, no, being a sannyasi, I can never meet a king. Because a king is a king. He's like a snake, which doesn't, even though he's a devotee, but still, a snake is, even without any fangs, a snake is still considered to be dangerous. I cannot go there. He's like a Vishayi. So then first Prataparudra Maharaj approached Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. Please help me. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he said, all right. And then he approached Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu refused. And then Prataparudra Maharaj, Rai Ramananda, he came to him, told him, please relieve me of my duties so that I can stay with Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. Then Prataparudra Maharaj, more than happy, he said, I'll also give you money. But Rai Ramananda Prabhu refused. He said, I only want to be with Mahaprabhu. Then he said, I have one request of you. On my behalf, please submit my petition onto the lotus feet of all the devotees, including Mahaprabhu. That Mahaprabhu gives me his darshan. And then in this way, all the devotees, they approached Mahaprabhu, but especially Rai Ramananda Prabhu also. But Mahaprabhu said, oh, you see, even one spot of black ink on a white piece of cloth, no one will look at the white piece of cloth. They will only look at that black spot of ink. So therefore, if anything wrong happens, if people judge me and they say that, oh, he's associating with the king, then that association will be like a black spot of ink. So I cannot go, he said. So in this way, anyhow, Nityananda Prabhu arranged that this Bahirvas of Mahaprabhu be given to Prataparudra Maharaj. And Prataparudra Maharaj was very happy. And then soon after, Mahaprabhu said, I want to see your son. So then he dressed his son like Krishna and then he sent him. Mahaprabhu, he embraced him. He was so happy. But still he wouldn't see Prataparudra Maharaj. So then gradually we hear that Mahaprabhu, he summoned the superintendent of the Jagannath temple. Name was Tulsi. So he called him, he called Kashi Mishra, he called Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, three of them. He said, this year, along with all my devotees, I myself will cleanse this Gundicha temple. Previously, the king and all his servants would do it. But they said, I'll do it, he said. So in this way, he said, bring me 100 brooms and 100 pitchers, these earthen pots. And then soon enough, everything was arranged. And then Mahaprabhu, what did he do? All the devotees were divided into certain kirtan parties. Because anything Mahaprabhu would do would always be accompanied by kirtan. So then all the devotees there, they were all accompanied. They all had these pitchers in hand and these brooms. And then water was brought from Indradumna Sarovar. And then anyhow, Mahaprabhu said, now we'll have to begin cleaning this temple. So then we heard this pastime over the years. So then we hear that first Mahaprabhu, he cleaned the entire place, the courtyard of the temple. And then also the residential quarters of the temple where the sevaks would reside. And then the area between the kirtan hall and the temple itself, cleaned the entire place. So first we hear all those things which were seen, like rocks, pebbles, dust, they were all taken out, thrown far away so that they don't come back again. And what is the meaning of coming back again? Means even if a devotee is advanced very much, but if he associates with non-devotees, then all those bad qualities that he has left aside will again enter his heart. So Mahaprabhu is showing everyone that throw all these things far away. And then we hear that Mahaprabhu himself, all those subtle parts of dust that couldn't be taken away by the devotees, Mahaprabhu himself took his Uttariya, his Bahirvas, and with the tears of his eyes, he wiped them away. And then he tell all the devotees that show me how much dust you have collected. And then anyone who had collected less, Mahaprabhu would gently chastise him, saying, oh, you're such a good sevak. You've done so much seva. Now punishment is you'll have to sponsor a feast for all the devotees. Sweet rice, cakes and everything else. Everyone had brooms and pitchers except for Sarup Damodar Goswami, Paramanand Puri, Brahmanand Bharati, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya. Everyone had, because Mahaprabhu, he considered them to be his Guru Varga. He said, I can never see them doing this in front of me. So then in this way, but still, they were so humble, they also took part in this seva. So in this way, while this kirtan was going on, then we hear that this Gaudiya Vaishnava from Bengal, he poured some water on Mahaprabhu and then he drank that water. But actually, previously, there were some devotees who also were doing the same thing, but in a very hidden way. When Mahaprabhu was cleaning, they'd say, oh, they'd accidentally pour some water onto his feet. And then they drink that water. Another person would give that water away to others also. But this person, he very distinctly poured that water directly in front of Mahaprabhu. So then, as we know, Sarup Damodar Goswami chastised him. So we hear that even the Vaishnavas described previously, that when Gurudev also, when he'd be in Mathura, the devotees would try washing his feet so many times, but Gurudev would always refuse. He'd say, never. And then sometimes we hear that the devotees, when Gurudev would enter the Mathura temple, then the devotees, what would they do? They would wet the carpet inside, the doormat. They would wet it nicely. Because then when Gurudev would step on it, then automatically some of his foot dust would be imprinted on that doormat, on that carpet. But then Gurudev, what did he do? As soon as he came and he saw that the doormat was wet, then he took the other way around. He didn't go straight. He entered the temple the other way around. He said, no, I cannot come. I see how tricky all of you are. So in this way we see that even Mahaprabhu himself, when he doesn't want his feet to be washed, then what to speak of his devotees. So then anyhow, then we hear that Advaita Acharya's son, Gopal, he also started dancing in ecstasy. And then he became unconscious. And then Advaita Acharya and all the others started chanting this Narsingha Kavach, but still he wouldn't wake. Then Mahaprabhu, he said, oh Gopal, why are you sleeping this way? Wake up and again do kirtan. And again the son of Advaita Acharya started doing kirtan. And then this way so many devotees are present there. Shankar Pandit, Raghav Pandit, and then Jagadananda Pandit, Srivas Thakur, and then Sikhi Mahiti, Murari Mahiti, all of them. And then Kashi Mishra himself arranged for so many different types of prasad to be bought. It's mentioned here, just reading in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kaviraj Goswami, he describes so many different types of Mahaprasad. Why? Because Swami Maharaj says Kaviraj Goswami himself was an excellent cook. So he knew what had been bought, like Amrit Gutika and so many different types of preparations. And Mahaprabhu himself, what did he do first? First, he himself garlanded all the devotees. He put chandan on them. And then Mahaprabhu himself, he wouldn't take prasad. And then Sarup Damodar Goswami said, unless you sit down and take prasad, none of them will take. And then as soon as Mahaprabhu took a little, then everyone started taking Mahaprasad. And then the same way the Gundicha temple was cleansed, also this Narsingha temple also behind, that was also cleansed. Why? Because it is said that when the deities of Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra were being manifested, this deity of Narsingadev was first installed. And then the deities of Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra were manifested. So in this way, the same way, just as they cleaned the Gundicha temple, they also cleaned this temple there, the Narsingha temple there. So here we see that what are these different forms of impurities? Because ultimately the Gundicha Mandir Marjan means cleansing our own hearts. So what are they? So then we see Gurudev always quotes all these different types of impurities from Srila Vishwanath Chakri Thakur's Madhurya Kadambini. Madhurya Kadambini is a barometer by which we can check how many anarthas we have, how much we have advanced. So then these gross anarthas are being described first. What are they? Like Sarup Brahma, illusion of the oneself. What is that? Svatattva Brahma, illusion about the tattva regarding one's own spiritual identity. Paratattva Brahma, illusion about Paratattva, Sri Krishna himself, having confusion about him. Sadhya Sadhan Tattva Brahma, having this mistaken conception about the process and the goal which is achieved by following the process. Whether bhakti is the abhideya or jnana, karma, yoga or this other things are the abhideya to achieve prema. And then there's Maya Tattva Brahma. What is Maya? Is Maya something independent from Krishna? Or is Maya's Shakti of Krishna entirely dependent on him? And then there is Asat Trishna, means hankering for asat things. No. There is, in this asat trishna, we see that, oh, there is tuccha shakti, attachment for mundane things. And then there's matsarya, envy, swapratishta lalasa, desire for one's own prestige, kutinati, deceitful behavior. And then there's aparad, there's Vaishnava aparad, dhamma aparad, nama aparad, aparad to Krishna's deity. Even jivimsa is also another type of aparad. And then this way also there is this desire, this hankering to achieve the heavenly planets, to achieve material enjoyment, to achieve astasiddhi, navanidhis, even to achieve this impersonal liberation. All these different types of anarthas. This is called hridaya dorbalya. So all these impurities of the heart, this weakness of the heart, these are the gross anarthas. And then gradually again you break it down more. Again there's anishtita bhakti, and there's utsahamayi, where first there's so much enthusiasm, but then again, no enthusiasm to be seen. There's ghan tarala. Ghan means condensed, and taral means, again, not so condensed. First one is so much enthusiastic, he wants to do everything, but then he loses that enthusiasm over the years. This all of us have experienced over the years, no? We attend, first we join the temple, we attend all the aartis, we attend all the kirtans, we do everything. But then gradually, I speak for myself, then we see we have no attachment for kirtan. Nothing, you know, over the years, like, oh, I've attended so much kirtan, I've done so much, now there's no need for me to do anything else now. What I've done enough now. So this is like ghan taral now. No. Before ghan, no taral now. No, nothing now. So then this way there's viuda vikalpa. What should I do? Should I achieve the path of renunciation or the path of something else? There's vikalpa. What should I do? This sankalpa one's making. And then there's vishay sanghar, where one is fighting with the objects of his senses, trying to control himself. This Vishaya Sanghar, we see in our present state, this is most dangerous for us. Vishaya Sanghar, no. Like, although, like, I speak for myself, we have done so many things, still, we see so much Vishaya Sanghar, so much, this attachment is there to gratify the senses. We can speak as much as we can, no. Except for the Vaishnav sitting in front of us, we can claim as much as we can say so many things, but still we see inside, deep inside our hearts, this desire is lurking inside so much. Anytime it can overpower us. Anytime we can be finished. Anytime destroyed. Anytime punarmusik bhava again. So careful we must be. And then there's niyamakshama. First we have this promise to chant as many rounds as possible. But then after that, nothing. We'll do as many parikramas as possible. Then nothing. And then there's taranga rangini. Rangini means to take pleasure. In what? In taranga, these waves which appear in the ocean of devotional service. What are they? Lab puja pratishta. This praise, fame, adoration, all these things come and one wants to take pleasure in that. In this way. And then again, what are those subtle anarthas? These are all the gross ones. What are those subtle things that Mahaprabhu cleansed? We see that the subtle ones are loy, means to sleep during kirtan katha. Vikshep, to be distracted. Apratipati, means in spite of the absence of loy and vikshep, still there is some distraction and this tendency to sleep. And then there's rasaswad, means to taste the desire to relish his material sense objects. There's kasai, means being prone to be angry, greedy, lusty, envious, and all these things. And then again, there are more subtle anarthas. What are they? Duskruti uttanartha, sukruti uttanartha, bhakti uttanartha, aparad uttanartha. What are Duskriti Uttanarthas? They're again divided into so many. Duskriti Uttanarthas, they arise from avidya, ignorance, asmita, bodily conception of oneself, thinking I am the body, dehatma buddhi. And then rag, attachment for mundane sense objects. Dvesh, hatred. Again, this we have so much within ourselves. And then abhinivesh, again absorption in the material energy, in maya. This is Duskriti Uttanartha. And Sukriti Uttanarthas are those anarthas which arise from previous pious activities, which obstruct the execution of our devotional service. And then there is bhakti uttanartha. So one can say, how can anarthas arise from bhakti? This is not swarup siddha bhakti, rather this sangha siddha bhakti and arop siddha bhakti. The anarthas which arise from them, where one is superimposing something to be bhakti when actually superimposing his own desire. And there's aparad uttanarthas, anarthas arising from aparad. So they say, Mahaprabhu, all these different anarthas, he's showing how the sadhak should be free. Again, still, despite all our sadhan and doing everything, still there is a further classification of anarthas. డిస్క్రైబ్ బై విశ్వనాథ్ చౌకి ఠాకూర్ అండ్ మధుర కదంబిని దస్ బహుదేశ్వర్తిని మీన్స్ ఆల్ డిఫరెంట్ టైప్ ఏకదేశ్వర్తిని మీన్స్ ఫస్ట్ వన్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ అనర్థ ఇస్ కంప్లీట్లీ గాన్ అండ్ దెన్ బహుదేశ్వర్తిని మీన్స్ డిఫరెంట్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ అనర్థ ఇస్ కంప్లీట్లీ గాన్ అండ్ దెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ ప్రాయ్ ప్రాయికి ప్రాయికి మీన్స్ నౌ కంప్లీట్లీ గాన్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ అండ్ దెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ వెన్ వన్ అచీవ్స్ భావ్ దెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ దిస్ ఆఫ్టర్ ప్రాయికి దెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ దిస్ పూర్ణ మీన్స్ నౌ కంప్లీట్లీ గాన్ బట్ స్టిల్ దెర్ ఇస్ సమ్ స్లైట్ డిజైర్ దిస్ వాసన లైక్ వి సీ నారదర్షి ఆల్దో హీ వాజ్ ఇన్ ద స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ భావ్ స్టిల్ హీ హ్యాడ్ దిస్ డిజైర్ టు బీ ఇన్ ద మోడ్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్నెస్ టు బీ ఇన్ ద ఫారెస్ట్ టు బీ ఇన్ సత్వగుణ్ నాట్ శుద్ధ సత్వ సో దిస్ లైక్ పూర్ణ ఓన్లీ వెన్ వన్ అచీవ్స్ వస్తు సిద్ధి when he is born from the womb of a gopi in eternal brajman in prakat braj then there is atyantiki then all the anarthas are rooted out from the base so in the same mahaprabhu he is showing how all these different gross anarthas and subtle anarthas should be dealt with or else how can we advance in our devotional service there is no advancement nothing no gurudev gives an example that once in mathura there was one devotee who was there for 50 years in the temple 40 50 years in the temple This devotee, he kept looking at the deity. And Gurudev said, oh, just see how absorbed he is in looking at the deity. And then Gurudev, he went and asked him, why are you looking at the deity with such rapt attention? Then he said, oh, the deity there, I'm seeing the nose of that deity is not so proper. The nose is a little crooked, he said. Then Gurudev said, just see, he said. 40 years staying in the temple and he's saying the nose of the deity is crooked, he's saying. And then again he said, oh, I'm just seeing the deity is made of marble or something else, he said. Then Gurudev said, one, what is the point like this? So therefore, every day we must think, this barometer we should see, this Gundicha Mandir Marjan Leela, Mahaprabhu is giving us this opportunity to check within ourselves, how much of these anarthas have we, how much have we been freed of these anarthas. So therefore, on this sthiti is most important for us sadhaks. Because right now we see we are all in the stage of anartha nivritti. So therefore, we must pray to Mahaprabhu. Oh, Mahaprabhu, just as you cleanse this temple, this Singhasana of Jagannath, may we also cleanse our hearts and have Radha and Krishna sit on the Singhasana of our hearts. Or else this process can take millions of births, millions of lifetimes. So this should be our sole prayer at the Lord's feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates on this sthiti. And we see, lastly, the Vaishnavas have also said how Bhakti Jeevan Janardhan Maharaj, Bhakti Kumud Sant Maharaj, Gurudev, all of them would sit on the courtyard of the Gundicha temple and speak so much Harikatha. And everyone would be so much absorbed in this Leela Katha, in this Vrajras. So therefore, we can only pray that on our own, we have no strength. No. But by being in the association of the devotees, then this strength can be imbibed within our hearts, little by little. Mancha kalpataru vyashya kripasindu bevacha vaktanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః గురవే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయ తదాలయ కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ భక్తాయ తద్భక్తాయ నమో నమః వంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యవచ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌర్ భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ్ 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 హరే హరే ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ ఫర్ మై సస్తంగ నంద వట్ ప్రణామ్స్ థౌజండ్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ పరమ రాజతమ్ గురు పాద పద్మ అం విష్ణు పాద స్తోత్ర శ్రీ శ్రీమద్ భక్తి వైరాంత నారాయణ గోసాయి మహారాజ్ శ్రీ గురుదేవ్ Secondly, of my Sastanga Nandavat Pranam, thousands of times, the lotus feet of my Shri Rupanuga Gauriya Guruvarga. And of my Sastanga Nandavat Pranam, unto all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. By the causeless mercy of Shri Guru Pada Padma, our Guruvarga, the Vaishnavas, we are observing this Shri Ratha Yatra Mahotsav. Today is the Adivas, the day before Ratha Yatra. And Mahaprabhu, he is showing by his example how to observe this Adivas. how to prepare for this Ratha Yatra. And this is exemplified in this Gundicha Mandir Maranjan. If you see, Gurudev used to speak so much katha on this Ratha Yatra Prasanga, describing this Gundicha Mandir Maranjan and the significance and the meanings of that. And then that would lead into the Ratha Yatra Prasanga. So the Jagannath is leaving Nilachal and he's coming to Sundarachal. So Mahaprabhu knows that the Lord is coming. Therefore, everything has to be prepared for him. Krishna is coming back to Vrindavan. So Radhika and the gopis, they are preparing everything, making all the kunjas of Vrindavan, preparing. When Krishna left Vrindavan, that time we know what was the dasha, what was the situation of Braj Mandal. When Uddhav went there, then he saw, oh, how everything was completely dissolute. In the houses of the Brajbhas, no ghee lamps were burning. There was no one taking care of the fields. The pots were, Mother Yashoda's kitchen, the pots were turned all upside down and there were cobwebs. And Nanda Baba, Mother Yashoda were all very skinny. And if we see, the whole situation was very, very bad. Even Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba had to call one Brahmana to cook something to offer to Uddhav. And then the gopis on the bank at Uddhav Kyari, they are there in the jungle. They never return to their homes. How are their clothes? How is their condition? The whole Braj Mandal is like weeping. If you see these songs, Tuhuse Rohile Madhupuri, and all these other songs by our Vidyapati and our Acharyas, and you can see what was the dasha, what was the situation of Braj Mandal. But now that Krishna is coming back to Vrindavan, then Radhika and the gopis, they all begin to prepare. Because they know that Krishna, he is not happy where they're in Dwaraka. He is not happy anywhere else but in Braj Mandal. And therefore, everything has to be, if Krishna will see that the situation of Braj Mandal, how will he feel? How will he be happy? Therefore, everything is being prepared. All the kunjas of Vrindavan. Vrinda Devi is put in charge and she is making sure that all the kunjas are decorated and everything is prepared. And Radhika and the gopis, they have this mood that Krishna is now coming. So Mahaprabhu, in that mood of Radhika and the Braj Devis, and they are preparing for Krishna to come. Therefore, they are going there to this Gundicha Mandir. And there is a temple hall and there is a singhasan where Jagannath is there. And we know that Mahaprabhu with his own uttariya, with his own cloth, he's actually wiping the stains of that singhasan of Jagannath. And Gurudev said that you can see that there are so many boulders, sticks and stones. These are like the gross anarthas. These are very easy to spot. You can pick them up and throw. But the final touches, all the things, like first you have to broom. After brooming, you take all the big things. You take away these gross anarthas. These gross anarthas, these are being described by Gurudev. And these are more like desire for worldly happiness and these kinds of things. These are like duskriti utta, sukriti utta, anartha. These are very more gross. But then when you come down, when Mahaprabhu then after washing everything, then he's with his cloth, he's rubbing all the stains and again washing. Removing these stains is like removing the very subtle anarthas like pratishtasha, kutinati, this hridoya dorbali, all these the weaknesses of the heart, the very subtle things, the desire for name, fame, pratishtha. Gurudev said this is the last anartha in the heart of the jiva to go, this desire for name, fame. Your even duplicity, everything can be removed. But this desire for one's own position, for one's own honor, this is the last anartha of the jiva to go. It's very, very difficult. This Guru Abhiman. Therefore, the Vaishnavas, they're always singing this song. Kripa Goro Vaishnava Thakur. Sambandha Janiya Bhajiripite Bhajdi Abhiman Haudura. He's saying that Amito Vaishnava E Buddhi Hoile Amani Na Habo Ami Patishta Asha Asha Hridya Dushiva Hoibo Niraya Gami. If I am thinking I'm a Vaishnava, then I will never be able to be humble. My heart will be filled with this desire for perdition. I will go to hell. Only if I worship the Vaishnava, surrender to the Vaishnavas, and worship them with Sambandha, have this relation with them, then I can be saved. Therefore, it is said that Kripa, this Takura Vaishnava Para, Ashraya lohiya bhaje tahe Krishna hai jai. Aar sab maraya karam. Those who take shelter of the Vaishnavas, they are saved. All others, they die. It's like being connected. You're connected to the Vaishnava side, the canal. You have the big reservoir of water, then there's a channel, and then from the channel, there's a canal. And finally, that water is distributed. If you're connected, then you receive this mercy. If you're not connected, then it is like desert, dry. So all these satala, narthas, everything being mentioned. And we can see that our Guru Varga, they are teaching us and they are showing us by their own examples. If you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, throughout there you see so many teachings there by Mahaprabhu, all proper etiquette, how he is dealing with so many situations, so many anarthas, all these things you can see being described. And out of all great anarthas, the greatest anarthas, they are born from what? Aparad, offenses. Offenses are so many different kinds of aparad. If we look, that there is Nam Aparad, Dham Aparad, Jeev Aparad, and Vaishnava Aparad is included in Nam Aparad, Seva Aparad. Seva Aparad, there are 64 kinds described in the Puranas. If you read Archandipika, they're all there. You come inside the temple room with dirty feet, this is offense. You come in with a palanquin in front of Bhagavan, this is offense. You shout in front of the deity, is offense. You chastise anyone in front of the deity, is offense. Offer pranam to anyone else in front of a deity is offense. That's why when after doing Tulsi Pranga Parikrama, when we say Vancha Kalpat Rubyasha, we close the curtains when we're offering pranam to each other. So we don't make this Seva Aparad. You come in, you go to a crematorium, and then you come to the temple without bathing, this is offense. You sitting in front of the temple with your knees raised and your arms around your knees, this is also offense. Wearing a blanket in front of Thakurji is also offense. Offering flowers that are wrapped in castor leaves, this is offense. Offering Durga flowers is offense. So many different kinds of Seva Aparads there. Going and touching the deity in the dark is offense. Going inside the deity room without clapping is offense. And so many different kinds are there. But one can offer pranam to Guru there, the Vaishnav, apart from in front of Thakurji, that is allowed. But apart from anyone, nobody. And then again, to offer pranam to any other Vaishnava in front of your own Gurudev, this is also offense. One should not offer pranam to other Vaishnava in front of one's own Gurudev. You glorify any other Vaishnava in front of your Gurudev, this is offense. You're showing affection, you're giving gifts to other Vaishnavas in front of your Gurudev, this is offense. These are so many different kinds of aparad described there. If we look at the definition of aparad, apagata radha yasmat iti aparadha, that which goes against affection, that is called aparad. Don't do anything that will hamper your relationship with Guru and Vaishnavas. And then, again, Vaishnava Aparad is described into six different kinds. Hanti, Nindanti, Vaidvesti, Vaishnava Nabinandati, Kridyate Yadi No Harsan, Darshane Patinanisa. That if you show anger towards a Vaishnava, this is offense. If you beat a Vaishnava, this is offense. The Vaishnava said, you should never raise your hand even towards a Vaishnava. You raise your hand, if anyone is even have neck beads on their neck, you raise your hand to them, this is offense. You never. Ninda, you criticize any Vaishnava, offense. Gurudev also used to say, don't joke. If you're joking, then you may commit offense unknowingly. Don't joke. Hanti, nindanti, vaidvashi. Be envious towards the Vaishnava. Some jealousy. Don't be jealous. Have this envious mood towards anyone. Vaishnava annaminan. Any Vaishnava comes, you don't welcome them. Any guest comes to the temple, we should welcome. Whether they are Braj, Bhashi, Vaisam, anyone, we should respect them. Give them seat. Give them some water at least. If they come for, they have white people, they have a lot of nice things to eat in their house. They have very nice opulent prasad. Why do they come to the temple? They come from a long distance just so they can honor some of little Thakurji's prasad, pay pranam to the deities, see the sadhus. They have come with this mood, and if you are not respectful to the guests, then this again will be offense. Vaishnava Nabhidandi Kurjate, showing anger. You get impatient anger with the Vaishnava, this offense. No harshan darshan epatina. Any Vaishnava comes in the temple, then you turn your face away. Oh, why did he come? Then this is offense. You should not be unhappy seeing a Vaishnava. At least, you should be at least respectful. Externally, there's no harm to be respectful. Even if a Mayavadi sannyasi comes in here, you don't have to associate with him, but you can give some water and some prasad and then send them on their way. You don't have to be disrespectful. Gurudev said, even down to an ant, we offer respect to all jivas. what to speak if anyone comes to the temple. And but if we don't follow all these things, then the fruit, the reaction of these aparadis, what? Very, very, this is very, very strong and powerful. Then this golden opportunity that we have, being here in the Dham, in the association of Vaishnavas and Sadhus, we'll lose this golden opportunity. We'll find ourselves very far away from Sadhu Sangha, from Vrindavan Dham, from the shelter of the Vaishnavas. And then there's no guarantee that can ever be attained again. It is after Durlabha Manava Janma. It's after many, many, many rotating millions of births of life, you have attained this human species of life. And finally, you attain this very rare association. Therefore, you should treasure this and don't take this for granted. Be very, very careful. Therefore, Vando Moi Savadana Mate. Very carefully, you should worship Guru Dev, the Vaishnavas. Be respectful. Swami Maharaj just said, your affection for me will be measured how you cooperate with your God brothers, with each other. If there's no cooperation with each other, then it means you have no affection for me. Gurudev used to say that you should serve your God brothers like you serve me, in that mood. Therefore, Ramanujacharya, he showed that, how he served all his God brothers. Only then after he was received, he took up this responsibility of taking care of his mission. So there are many things described, all these different kinds of aparads and anarthas. Maharaj described all these things, and there are, I'm only touching a few things, and again, there are so many more things. But how can we understand these things? How can we learn? This is not something we should memorize. If you are sincere, then everything will actually automatically be inspired in the heart. Of course, we should memorize these things, not that we shouldn't, but if you are sincere, then automatically you'll know what is right, what is wrong, by observing the Vaishnavas, by being in their company. Trinadapi sunichana tarorapi suishna manina manina kirtanya sadahari. That if you want to do kirtan constantly, then you'll have to have this humble mood. And vice versa. If you want to have a humble mood, you'll have to do kirtan. Without doing kirtan, how will this humility come? It's not possible. So they're both hand in hand. And then only then we'll be able to actually progress on this path of bhakti. But Gurudev said this anartha nivritti is not everything. We don't just focus on these anarthas. Focus on paramartha. Then automatically anartha will be removed. Vikreditam vraja varu biri nangcha vishnu shradhayanvita anushinayad atha varnayadva bhaktim param bhagavati pati labdya kamam rid rogam ashu apihinoti achirena dira. This calm, this desire, which is the cause of all these things, then this is how it will be removed. How will this para bhakti be established in the heart? By hearing about the Harikatha from the Vaishnavas with faith. Which Harikatha? This Braj Katha, the Katha of the Braj Gopis and Krishna. If we hear this Katha, then our desire will go there to Braj. And then automatically, then you'll have no time to look at Anartha, all these things. So many, you will not have to even, all these Anarthas, all these Duskrita Utta, Sukrita Utta, Bhakti Utta, Aparad Utta, Hridaya Durbalya, Asad Trishna, Sarubram, Aparad Utta, all these different Anarthas, these will all be far behind you. You never have to look at them again. But that is only if you keep this paramartha, keep Guru Parapadma, keep the Vaishnavas in your front. Make that your goal. That you should think, what am I doing? Is this pleasing to Guru Parapadma or is this pleasing to the Vaishnavas or not? And then perform that. Then some sambandha will be there. But if you, without your turn, you have no brain, no not thinking, just doing, but there's no sambandha, then the journey will be very long. Like one time it is said that they asked, one person they asked, Bhakti died, Madhav Goswami actually. There's one lady, she had come to temple. She came to temple and 30 years she's doing Tulsi Parikrama, offering pranam to deity, eating prasad. But then she left her mala, kanti, everything, and she never came back. They asked why, because he said that person never took the chance to associate with the sadhus, never tried to associate with Guru Padma, never tried to come close to the Vaishnavas. So that sambandha janiye bhajite abhiman haudur. Only if we have that sambandha with the Vaishnavas, with Guru Pada Padma, then we can be saved. Then this anartha vritti is very easy. Otherwise, life after life, these anarthas will be there. Gurudev said, you can spend lifetimes in this stage of anartha nivritti. He said, lifetimes can go trying to cross these anarthas, you'll never cross. It's a very critical stage. What is that critical stage? When there is no taste in bhakti, but also you have unable to, and you have given up your material things. So you're in between. You've given up the material, but you still don't have transcendental taste for spiritual things. So this is a very critical stage. Don't be stuck in this anartha nivritti. Try to go beyond. So we're praying to the lotus feet of Guru Parivar and the Vaishnavas that we may always sincerely be in their association and hear Harikatha from these lotus lips and strive to always please them.
Om again Jananda Shagananjana Slakya Chakshu Mithamdi Natas Mai Shri Guru. So, first of all, for my spiritual basis, countless times, beloved Guru Padpadma, Nityanam Vishpachi Shama Bhaktanta, Srila Bhaktivinoda Nanga Samaraj, Chara Rupanu Gurdwar, assembled devotees. So, Gandhicha Marjan, cleaning everything in the temple, but next to Prabhuji, cleaning the whole temple, but two pieces of tape, nobody cleaning. So Prabhuji's coming and he's cleaning himself. You'd think, oh, this place first, you clean here. So we've been hearing the meanings of the Gandhicha Marjan. Actually, Gurudev explained, or actually Chaitanya Charitamrita is explaining that Acharya is very clever. He disappeared at the end of the thing, so he wouldn't have to speak. But I think next, he's not escaping. So as Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying, that these sticks and stones in the cleaning in the temple, this is jnana and karma. Yeah? Anyabhi lasita sunyam, jnana karma anavritam, anukalena krishna anu, Shilanam Bhakta Uttama. Any new devotees not knowing this sloka, Gurudev always quoting this sloka, and the Tatashta Lakshan of pure bhakti is this, that one's heart should be free from the coverings of jnana and karma. Karma Mishra Bhakti and jnana Mishra Bhakti. So these sticks and stones in the temple for the cleaning of Gandhicha Marjan, this is refers to those things. So Gurudev was always adamant for that. He's encouraging everybody, but really he wants everyone to be, Gurudev would always say, should be one-pointed. Give up everything else. But really who, then after this, then more anarchists there. Giri Prabhu was quoting from Bhajan Rahasya, I think. He's for Tattva Vibram, Vidur Dabalya, Asak Trishna, Aparad, you know, thirst for material. All these anarthas, the thirst for material wealth, desire to go to heavenly planets, desire for liberation, all the different offenses have been mentioned, weakness of heart. One time Gurudev said, oh, sometimes a disciple thinks, oh, my Gurudev, he's traveled and preached to 10, 15 countries, but I have gone to 25, 30 countries. Gurudev said, this is Sridoy Dabalya, yeah? Weakness of heart. You have this idea. Yeah? And Giri Maharaj, he also mentioning the Purnamusaka Baba. Gurudev would also, he would, see, who's removing these anarthas? Okay, some you think for ourselves, we try with Chaitanya Charitamrita says that this Bhakti Lata Beej comes in the heart, and then one has to water this seed every day with Shravanam Kirtanam. But Gurudev would say, who's Shravanam Kirtanam? This cleaning, like we heard from the Vaishnavas, you're watching some movie, then all this samskar is coming inside through the eyes, eating and enjoying some movie. Then these samskars coming. He said, they're not coming out. You can remember the first movie you watched, your favorite superhero. This is all still inside in the heart. You're not forgotten. Why is all samskars there? So who's cleaning this? Yeah, not so easy. Not so easy to clean. So this is the point. Who will clean this? So who should you hear to grow this Bhakti Lata Beach? Is the Gurudev said, who's Shravanam Kirtanam? Not so much your own, it's so much helpful. He said, that person who's in their heart is the Krishna's leelas are flowing like a fountain, like a continuous, you know, non-stop. Like for many, they read a book, they have some gyan, and then they repeat the gyan, but it's not realized. You know, often the example is given of the parrot, you know, it can sing very nicely, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then some cat comes, and wah, wah, eh? Where's your Hare Krishna? Yeah. So many people speak in Harikata, but what's the realization? Where's the Leela of Radha and Krishna manifesting? So these people, such a personality, Gurudev would also say they're Rasik and Bhavuk. Two qualifications, no? That who you should hear from, it should be have Ras. Their heart should be very soft with the melting with the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and Bhavuk is experiencing all these incredible moods. So this person you're hearing from, then they're cleaning these anartas. By yourself, then so then this brings up the subject of the Shiksha Guru. By yourself, you maybe some things you can see, oh, I have some pride, I have this. Maybe you can try and manually renounce, yeah, give up bad association, give up bad habits, some things you can do. But still then, more is there. Like we see many years ago, we first came in Keshav Jagodi Mat, our senior vice, not changed position, simple cushion on the floor, simple table. And others we've seen big asan, big position, big chariot going on big processions, big garlands. But it's then Purnamusaka Baba, you know, not such a easy thing. Therefore we see the high class Vaishnavas, they shun name and fame. Gurudev would say pratishta is like it's running in our veins, the desire for name and fame and recognition. So even Gurudev, he's taking a humble position like this. But we could see how is spotless Gurudev and how the Vaishnavas, they shun any, the example was given that they wet the rug, the doormat, and Gurudev wouldn't go. Sometimes in Mathura, we do kirtan. Prabhuji's coming back from somewhere, Gurudev's on tour, devotee's doing kirtan. Prabhuji's sixth sense, he knows. Okay, let's go Govardhan. Then he's going Govardhan, Govardhan Parakram. Then all the devotees, 3 hours waiting kirtan, then they become tired, then they stop. Then the Vaishnavas, why? Because they don't want, who am I? They're thinking, what way of thinking is one thing, but they're thinking, I'm ordinary person. Gurudev also thinking he's ordinary. Can you imagine the position of the Vaishnava? They're thinking they're ordinary condition, not condition, but ordinary devotee. They're free from pride and false ego. So anyhow, so to the Shiksha Guru, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains this in the Bhakti Tattva Vivek, this rice paddy. In rice paddy, there's one weed, and that weed looks very much like rice paddy. So it's very hard to see one, to tell the difference between the rice weed and true rice. So it can very easily grow. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains the, you know, that to you have to be very expert to remove these anartas. Some you can see, but some you cannot see. Therefore, the Shiksha Guru, they can see the anartas. One time we were in San Francisco, finished the Badger Festival. Maybe anyone can find this class. It would be a good save. I think it was 1998, after Badger, San Francisco. And Gurudev gave one class in San Francisco in the afternoon, kind of not usually his evening class. This one was afternoon. Gurudev gave this class, was so powerful. After the class, everyone just went immediately to every, he said that class was just for me. Gurudev, how did Gurudev do? How did Gurudev know? This class was just for me, but everyone said the same thing. Everyone was saying this class was just for me. Then one Maharaj came to me, he said, Jagmohan, you complained to Gurudev about me something? You said something? I said, no, Maharaj. Why am I complaining to Gurudev about you? He said, Gurudev, all my faults, Gurudev, he's hammering every single one in this class. So this is the power of sadhu. They can see all the anartas. They can remove all the anartas. But we need to put ourselves in a position where these things can be removed. Also, sometimes Gurudev give the example of the mother-in-law. She's chastising her own daughter for the sake of the daughter-in-law. Point is, they're very expert. We were in Badger in Gurudev's room one time, and Gurudev was chastising myself and Lalit Mohan for joking too much. Saying, don't joke. He said, only joke with equals. Don't joke with seniors. Don't joke with juniors. You have to joke, I know, but just equals. Then this one devotee came in, and he was an older gentleman, older devotee, but he started to say, I am Gurudev's successor. Yeah, I will start initiating. He started to promote, and then word got out. Then he got back to Gurudev that this one devotee was saying he was Gurudev's successor. And he was also there in the room at that time. And then one young Maharaj came in, and then Gurudev started to chastise that Maharaj. Who do you think you are? You think you're Guru? You think you can succeed from Guru? Who do you think you are? You know, but and that devotee, he thought he'd been hit by a machine gun fire. He didn't know what day of the week it was. And then he started to realize, oh, maybe this chastisement is for somebody else in the room. And it was for that Prabhu. So very expertly, somehow or other, through Harikatha, it's also said, Pujapad Srila Nityananda Vishnupad Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Vam Goswami Maharaj, he also would defeat any arguments without poking a nerve. He could very nicely diffuse all situations. So the Vaishnava is this very expert. Sometimes, like we know with Nityananda, plow is using, mace is using, or sometimes praying, giving, who can understand. But main thing is disciples should surrender to Guru and Vaishnavas that they can help the disciple. Otherwise, we're just staying. Like now is, we mentioned yesterday, prison. Now, material world, also a prison house. Here in the mat, also all the devotees, sometimes it's explained like rocks in a bag. All the edges and devotees, they annoy each other. But this is the place where the devotees become humble and tolerate everything. Then, because Giridhari was mentioning, if you're humble, then you can stay with the Vaishnavas. If you're not humble, impossible. How can you stay? Yeah. So on days like today, we remember the teachings of our Guru Vard, and always eager to hear the purifying words of the Sudha Vaishnavas. And they can deliver us from our predicament.
Jnanatimirandasya gananyana salakaya Chakshur unmritam jena tasmai shri gurave namo Pancha kalpa darubhasya kripa sindhubhai vacha Paditanam pavanebho vaishnavebho namo namo Namah badanaya krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Se Namo Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Srijib Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath Echai Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan Javaite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ramo, Ramo. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Anant Anant Guru Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, सपार सद्गौर की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन जीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाशन करने सिंहदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्वविष्णुवता गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय ब्रजवासी भक्तवृंद की जय ब्रजश्री मधेश्वरी प्राणेश्वरी श्रीमती राधारानी की जय ब्रजदेवीगण की जय जय गुंडचा मंदिर मार्जन तिथि की जय गुंडचा मंदिर मार्जनकारी भक्तवृंद की जय समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदी नाउ टुडे इज गुंडचा मंदिर मार्जन प्रोग्राम महाप्रभु his sannyas taking and after he came Jagannath Puri. Then looking not only Mahaprabhu with near now came Paramananda Puri Prabhu, Brahmananda Bharati, Ishwar Puri and Ramchandra Puri, many Puri, Bharati, Giri, Bon, Arinya, Top, Parvat, Titha, many thousand is came. Mahaprabhu is very busy, very good. All bhakta came, devotees came. And Mahaprabhu looking, I went to sannyas, yeah, brahmachari, bhakta. Then they are, say, I am great, worshipable. All are worshipping me and following me. But now I am left in karma, gyan, yoga, I am following bhakti. Also I am now spiritual master. Now I am cross maya, above of maya. Who are you? What are you telling me? All time they have now ego and prouds. Or no respecting, then giving cards, very angry, very fire. You not respect the sannyasi. Sannyasi is kya nanamai munda, same munda palta, narakeri kundo. Any sannyasis, you not offering obeisance, no pranam, then definitely your head going in hell. Body too will be separate and going hell. Now Mahaprabhu looking, anywhere Mahaprabhu going bhiksha for 100,000 within him. They can do anything. But sometime doing little Harinam Sankirtan within Mahaprabhu, otherwise, bas, great scholar all, liberated soul, spiritual master, everybody's this idea now. I am crossing Maya, also I am within Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu say yes, very nice. Wow. Mahaprabhu say Mukunda Sevanvrata Koilanit Dharan. Mukunda Sevai Hai Samsat Taran. Seve Koile Ve Vrindavani Gya Nibirti Nisavan Kari Mukunda Nisavan Kari Nibirti Vashya. Mahaprabhu say I am, everything is left only for Mukunda Seva, Govinda Seva. But here is I am came, then with me, now many thousand is came, nothing doing, only bas, bhiksha, going, collecting, eating, and then next is sleeping and resting, snoring, bas, body exercise, little dancing, digesting for, after rolling, then is more digest, easy. Yeah, offering pranam, dandat, dandvaitak, then more easy. But they really not doing. Mukunda sevan vrata koilanit dharan. Mukunda seva hai samsar taran. But Mukunda seva, Govinda seva, nothing doing. Mahaprabhu looking everything. Say yes. Phaki dile, phaki pade. How much you are doing phaki? Very clever. Now you have left everything, nothing want to do. Okay? I am also very clever. I am not left anybody. Mahaprabhu calling this Kashi Mishra and Sarvam Pandit. Say, tomorrow Gundicha Mandir Marjan? Yes. They give me 100 broom and 100 clay pot. What doing? I am going there. I am cleaning this temple. Say, no, king is sending many, many servants. 100,000 servants going, cleaning up and down, washing, nice grooming, road cleaning, garden cleaning, and everything doing. You are, this is not for your work, your service. Mahaprabhu says, yes, this is my service. People cleaning own room, own garden, own house, own cloth, own body, mostly little black color, then what they're doing? Every day, soap, brass, ointment, which is cleaning, how can I become white? Think if the skin is throwing out and giving plastic surgery, new surgery, then I will be fair face. Everybody look at me and like at me. So cleaning all time, body, but cleaning your mind, cleaning your nature, cleaning every day your house and building and room, brooming, cleaning. Now what has happened then? You're doing yourself everything, then what is telling? Own self evident things doing, this is called karma bandhan. And God for anything doing, this is called mukti. But nothing want to do. I am telling this is enough for me. I am cleaning my room, cleaning my bathroom, yeah, my cloth, enough. Some lazy tissue and tissue. They are not also cleaning teeth, cleaning cloth, cleaning body, feet, nothing. Bed? Oh, this is cleaning. Why cleaning? This rotten and bad smell coming, this is very good, tasteful. Sleep coming, very nice. Worms, then is very good. They are biting, itchy, then they are massaging me. Very nice. Yeah. So people is crazy people, but some people is, they try to cleaning everything. They're telling, they have a story. Net and clean, fresh and green, white and quiet, everything is right. They're telling. But they can clean soul, mind, yeah, pure soul. Service for never going. Mahaprabhu say, okay. Now I am doing myself apana acharya dharma sikama sobare. Apana koile dharma sikarana jaye. I am myself is doing, and with me anybody, I'm taking all. Chalo. Early, before one day Mahaprabhu gave announcement evening time. Early morning, bhaktas are came, and then Mahaprabhu gave chandan and mala, and requesting, chalo, where? Sundarachal. Taking broom, taking clay pot. Water with this clay pot, water with washing, and brooming, cleaning, pass. Then Maharaj Pratarapuddha hearing, Barinath, Gopinath, then Sarvam Panditni are asking, why you, Kashi Mishra, why you arranging everything? This is not Mahaprabhu's work. Mahaprabhu say, life to life, they are wasting. They were never serving, they have no faith for also God. Anybody telling, oh, this road is Vrindavan road, you cleaning every day? It's not possible for me. I am arranging many servants, many sweeper, many others. Not possible. Eating with his plate, then not also washing. Tapering, giving lip plate, I am eating and throwing. Not washing face also. How is a lazy person? So Mahaprabhu say, this jiva's nature is lost, habit, habitual. Now nature what? Only bhogi, jogi, rogi. Bole, ek bar khaye, jogi. Dui bar khaye, bhogi. Tin bar khaye, rogi. One time eating, then you are jogi. Two time eating, then you are bhogi. Three time eating, then you are rogi. Patience. All time eating, 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 like goat. So now Mahaprabhu looking all our sannyasis, brahmacharis, nothing doing. Only hiding one room, bhajan kuti. What bhajan? Bas. Many bhajan. I am doing bhajan by body bhajan, eyes bhajan, nose bhajan, mouth bhajan, air bhajan, all air hair, air pin, and they are doing bhajan air. Very nice sound, tasteful, tongue bhajan, all time licking and chewing something. Mind bhajan, thinking many things. Mahaprabhu says a badmas. Chalo. And came. Then Mahaprabhu says, okay, you brooming? Giving one broom. Then looking only. Like doing. Mahaprabhu alone is doing big courtyard. And after Mahaprabhu, lot of garbage. Mahaprabhu taking with his own uttariya. And Mahaprabhu throwing. Say, bah, you're doing very nice. You also teaching any others? How much you cleaning this area? Ants moving here? Okay. You're teaching others like this? Okay, you're doing little and then I give punishment. You give me feast. Anyhow, Mahaprabhu tried to engaging. But conditioned soul living in a very crazy, lazy people. Clean place going, there is little grooming, little sewing, I am doing. Like our temple. Many, so-called Vaishnava, Vaishnavi, Bhakta, Bhaktani, Setani, Rajrani, Lajrani, what doing? Oh, Vaishnava is present, then I am doing something. Otherwise, other places, garbage and dirty, no need. Only Vaishnava's room, front of little bit is grooming and cleaning and nice spraying, then it's good. This place is temple, other place is no temple. And the front of deity is little cleaning, that room, this room, no need. So Mahaprabhu know this jiva's nature, how is this crooked and kapat, bhogi. Therefore Mahaprabhu calling and looking and himself is doing. Mahaprabhu alone, 100% work is alone, more than 100% alone is doing. Also not only cleaning and grooming. That time, what are you thinking? Chanting Harinamini or no? Without Harinam anything doing, this is karma. You forget. Then you are not coming to spiritual power. You are going service for. No remembering God, God with no relation, then sometime after tired, hopeless, too much for me. I am one time doing arati, not possible for me, afternoon also I am going. No, evening, not possible. Bhoga, I am one time giving, too much caring, my back is pain, broken my knees, I can do. Kitchen going, too much hot and fire, burning my mustache and beard. My body's hair all gone. Now, never coming new hair more. My face now is monkey face, burned face. I never been there, I'm not going. Why? Karmi, all time doing karma, then they lost is their energy. Fake. Only showing people. Therefore, all tired. But Mahaprabhu say, you came, this Sundarachal, this is Vrindavan. Now, Lord Krishna coming back. Jagannath coming. Ane ridayaman morban Vrindavan. Mane bane ekkori mani. Mahaprabhu says, other person mind is forest and jungle, there crocodile and all animals, danger animal is there present. But my mind is Vrindavan. Vrindavan means Vrinda, Bhakta, Vrinda. Avan, Samuha. Many Bhakta devotees for my room, my place. My heart for them. I am serving them. Therefore they are with me. I am not serving, then nobody comes my near. I am not pleasing. I am not making happy. All are disturbed and dry, they are running. They can stay with me. Therefore my heart is Vrindavan, Bhakta Vrindas for my place. There are no jungle, no animal for room. I am continuing serving. But service process Mahaprabhu's teaching, doing Nam Sankirtanam. And also, by force, by pressure, I am something doing, then no taste, no desire, like slave and servant giving duty. Only for money, yeah, some pressure with this. But they are no, they have taste and don't know increasing their greed and no coming their power and taste and strength and energy. Mahaprabhu says, how can we be connected? Therefore, Mahaprabhu says, free service means unconditional service. Unpayable servant. No any condition. What condition? Only my beloved, this, he is accept my service. I am pleasing him. His happiness for I am doing. Otherwise, I can serve, then I am very distant to everybody. I am not near. How come he closed? Only one way. By seva sadhak rupena, siddha rupena chatrahi. Anybody no serving, then not possible you coming nearby, no relation then. Working, how long? After old age coming, retirement coming, pension coming. No body helpful then. Mind not helpful. Why? No spirituality, no strength, then no taste, and no strength, nothing, energy. So the Mahaprabhu say, I am connecting everybody within this God service. Hey, you are not sannyasi. Therefore Mahaprabhu telling, Naham vipro, nacha narapati, navasya na sudra, naham varni, nacha grapati, navanastho, jyotiriva. I am not sannyasi, no brahmachari, no vanaprasthi, no girasthi. No brahmin, no kshatriya, no sudra, no vaishya. Who are you? Gopir bhattu padakamalayo, dasa, dasa, dasanu, dasa. Why tell Gopir bhattu? Gopis are very secret and hidden, continue their service by service. One second not off. Continue their serving. Also service is very tasteful. This service, how is tasteful? Krishna left in Vaikuntha and Golok. He has come for this Brajamandal. Door to door going. And everybody is near going and meeting. And how they have moved up for service. Therefore, Acharya is telling, Seva Sadhaka Rupena. Then very easy. Chanting Harinam, mind is going running here and there. Serving Guru Vaishnavas, serving God, Lord, with his relation, then no more anartha. You serving mundane people, they never will be happy. Khane rushta, khane tushta. Rushta, tushta, khane khane. Abhyavastita jittanam prasadaupi bhayankara. Oh, you are serving, giving donation and working, then very happy. or little later you can do, then very angry firehouse. Why not doing? You have no eyes, you are not looking anything, careless, useless, bogus person, all are coming here, all gunda dakait came, dirty making. Why? Just before you are very happy, you embrace and kiss, and you telling you are very founder, higher authority, God gave to me the, like you. And now, why you are angry? That Mahaprabhu say, no need anybody's happiness and pleasures for you, anything not do. Come with me, God center, serving there. Continue. And this service to service. They are becoming the spiritual all power. And mundane people, mundane places, ordinary karmigyanis service for going, what happened then? What happened? Therefore telling, tavat karmani kurvito, na nirvidya javata, matkata sabanado, saddhava javanna jayati, jaddichya matkata do, jatasaddha sujapuman, na nirvindya nati shakto, bhakti yogasya siddhido. This karma again, karmigyanis you serving and following their footsteps, arresting, tying, iron chain, making slave you, servant you forever. Like one gents is gone and marriage with your lady is bringing, then telling you are my slave and servant forever. Don't talk other with this, don't look other with this, don't meeting other with this, don't embrace kissing, only mine. I am embracing kissing, you are my pot, I am your. No others. But Krishna training like this? Krishna Seva after? Krishna say, you like me, you will offer me? Then you look, all Brajavasis, bhaktas, all devotees, everybody is, you take care, you serving. Gurudev is telling Vaishnavas, you serving all bhakta devotee Vaishnavas. Not only me. Me and you, Laila and Majnu. This is not bhajan. Bhakti bhajdhatu sevayam. Mahaprabhu taking everybody. Chalo. Going Gundicha, Mahaprabhu looking everybody footstep. What, how much doing? What are you doing? Prajalpa? No prajalpa. No other talking. Hari Mahamantra take chanting. And praying and begging and crying, he is giving me entrance and service for this good chance, good opportunity. Mahaprabhu not taking farmhouse, no garden house. Jagannath Prabhuji Maharaj, what he is saying? All Babaji's disciples, so called. Hey, go garden, planting eggplant and vegetables, flower. This is much better to chanting Harinam. Go, the service then getting Sukriti and relationship. Only chanting and gym, pulling rope day and night. What benefit? What is service? God. Go serving in farmhouse. Mahaprabhu say, yes, you come with me. Chalo Gundicha. Not only practicing, no cleaning. Chetu darpana marjanam. How cleaning heart? Dirty heart. How planting their seed? Bhaktirata is guru giving, Brahmanda Bhurmita Kuna Guru. Brahmanda Bhurmita Kuna Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Pranathabhai Bhaktirata Bhis. Maliyaya Sevis Karayarapan, Saban Kirtan Jale Karay Sinchan. Sek Jal Paya Uposaka Badi Jai, Stabduya Mul Saka Badi Tina Paya. Ate Uposaka Karay Sidan, Tabi Mul Lata Badi Jai Golok Vrindavan. Planting this seed Gurudev giving, but farming in you, watering in you, take care in you. But seed is planting here, watering is there. Chanting, Gurudev near to taking mantra diksha. I am serving nonsense. Adar karmi gyani yogi bhogi. That service with this, my taste is increasing, Harinam giving fruits. I am hearing Harikata, karmi gyani is near, yogi bhogi is near. Then this Harikata helpful for me? Never. therefore saying Mahaprabhu, you come. Where? Sundarachal, Gundicha. You cleaning, grooming, with me and with Bhakta, chanting Harinam and serving. After cleaning, then Mahaprabhu say, water is bringing, and now watering. Watering, then Mahaprabhu say, your cloth with is, you are drying. After you drying, then like your heart, like making clean. Nice asana, soft, cool, and clean. Then, what's your inviting, Lord? But I have no desire. Hey, you do. Sending, your service. This is not my service. But Mahaprabhu said, no. This is our good luck, good chance, good activity for coming. Mahaprabhu say, you are practicing here, but eternal Vrindavan, this Kunja Sevapar, who is giving you training? Who teaching? How learning? How calling Krishna? How inviting Krishna? Therefore, Mahaprabhu is telling, Saito Paranat Painu, Jahar Lagi Madana Dahani Sarikunu. Mahaprabhu, Jaja Gaga, telling, chanting, crying and calling and pulling. He is arranging first Vrindavan, Kunja Kutir, then he is calling and bringing Mahaprabhu, Jagannath in Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu is this, 1 year Mahaprabhu doing like this, Gundija Marjan, every year. After Bhaktajar, next year more advanced, more smart, more expert. They are more great. And after doing, then Mahaprabhu's blessing and mercy more come. After next Mahaprabhu, 18 years, like he continue there. Every year, Gundicha Mandir. Also after Mandir Marjan, Nishinga temple cleaning. Going in Indradhanu Sarovar bathing, swimming, playing. And where staying? In Aituta. In garden house, jungle. What eating? That time Jagannath, not Bhoga. Then little dry, any fruits, anything is. Vainath, Gopinath is arranging. Kasimistriya, Sarvam Pandit. But eating little bit in garden, and they are doing starting kirtan. Tomorrow Jagannath coming, how much happiness. All are sad, oh, tomorrow very hard. Lot of work, lot of journey. Hiding. I am not going. I one day going, after you tired, and next day, what? How can I'm serving? There was no need going. Service every day. Many things. But Mahaprabhu, within Bhakta, complete day, night is kirtan. Morning day, Pahundi. Then Jagannath, how is coming? So this Rajyatra Prasanga, only this is like Srimad Bhagavata's Raspanchadhyayi. This is Rajyatra Prasanga, Mahaprabhu, all Raspanchadhyayi, five, this, rasa, all flow, everything Mahaprabhu, this Rajyatra rhyme, all bhaktas, devotees, Mahaprabhu himself is this, testing, and also Mahaprabhu testing for making qualified and giving energy for everybody. What doing? Now tomorrow hearing. How Mahaprabhu starting this Rajyatra Prasanga. Gundicha Mandir cleaning, Chittadarpan Marjan, Chittadarpan Marjanam, then Param Vijayate Sikrishna Sankirtanam, then possible you inviting and calling in Jagannath. Otherwise I am calling Jagannath, calling my other Nath. I have many Nath, nothing, many things. Telling something better than nothing. Nothing more, only Jagannath and now any other Nath. Next time will be Adarnath, many crossing, then Jagannath. Now is, many Nath is good, not one. But Mahaprabhu, how is teaching this Raj Yatra Prasanga? Forever, continue, not one day. So this Prasanga, now tomorrow hearing. Now, going back where? Jai Timire, Sai Timire. Dark place, deep place, or this well, dry well, a frog well, Kupamundok. I am this frog well, enough for me, this well inside is no coming out, not looking out, not hearing anything. Chikne ghala. You are telling anything, slippery, you are giving, showering, bathing, going on top to down. I am, will be there every day, any time. I never can change, not coming out. Mahaprabhu going Gundicha, I am not going Gundicha. Mahaprabhu going Raj Yatra, I am not going Raj Yatra. My Raj Yatra, I am going. I am taking one bike. This is my car. I am sitting there. And that turn on taking me where? My Majnu is near. I am Laila, my Majnu. I am going there. I am looking there. This is my service. I am pleasing my beloved lover. But he is, how will be my lover? He is Jagannath, everybody is Nath, not my alone. I like alone one. Not too many personal Nath. Alone is enough for me. But after teeth is breaking, Jammaharaj, and your eyes is breaking, and your knees is breaking one by one, and then how going? And going is bike, your car with this, then bus. Another car is coming, and bus breaking, then very sweet. But I am not pulling car. I am not going. But this life is how crossing this Maya. I am pulling car, one step, Mayadevi cannot catch me, cannot look at me. I am no God servant. I am pulling my God, beloved, love master. I am not calling, pulling others. I am calling, pulling others by mind, by senses, then they are coming my near. I am thinking and chanting, remembering, then they coming. But not coming in Jagannath. Therefore need is pulling him. Where to? Saying, oh, I am taking you, Vrindavan. Come there. But there no Bhaktavinda, then Jagannath going? Never going. So this Raspanchadhyaya is one things Mahaprabhu, this Rath Yatra time doing kirtan and dance. And looking his face and meeting with him and taking him. Like sometime Manjari Sagija lost Krishna. Krishna now Chandrabali Skunja. How can bring him back? Very difficult. Then Sakija are very clever, sending Manjaris, sending others. Anyhow, bring him back in Krishna in Radharani Skunja. Then Sakija are very happy. Radharani's service for their desire. But Chandrabali Skunja, they say like anyhow taking Chandrabali Skunja and hiding. So people has many types of ego and desire. This ego is not helpful. So Jagannath is giving this good opportunity, good chance. Anyhow, you come, no understanding, you come, arranging car, pulling me, mood I am giving. After all this pure affection love I am giving. Other ordinary persons are not available this. Chalo, not tomorrow hearing, God Pramanande.
bole moder gore la Hare bole moder gore la Elore goranga chan premela telo Elore goranga chan premela telo Nitaya dvaita sanghe godrume pasila Nitaya dvaita sanghe godrume pasila Hari bole moder gourela Sankirtana rase mete nam bilaila Sankirtana rase mete nam bilaila Name rahate espreme jagata basila Name rahate espreme Name rahate espreme jagata basila Basila Hari bole moder gourela Godruma vasiraya aaj dukkha dure gelo Godruma vasiraya aaj dukkha dure gelo Bhakta brinda sanga asi hata jagaila Hare bole moder gourela Nadia bramite gora elo namer hate Nadia bramite gora elo namer hate Gorelo hate sanghe nitaelo hate Gorelo hate sanghe nitaelo hate Hare bole moder gorelo Nache mata yara nitai godrumera mate Nache mata yara nitai godrumera mate Jagata matai nitai premer mala shate Jagata matai nitai premer mala sate Hari bole moder gourela Tora dekke jare tora dekhe ja re advaitari bhakta brinda nacha ghate ghate advaitari bhakta brinda nacha ghate ghate palaya duranta kali pori avibrate palaya duranta kali pori avibrate hari bole mode gorelo kisuke basilo jiv gora chander nate kisuke basilo jiv gora chander nate gora chander nate dekhi ashuniya pashandira buka phate dekhiya shuniya pashandira vuka phate hare bole mode gorela elore goranga chan preme elotela Nitaya Advaita Sangha Godrume Pashila Hari Bole Mode Gorela Hari Bole Mode Gorela Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Sachinandan, Jai Gaura Hari, Jai Sachinandan, Jai Gaura Hari. Jai Jagannatha, Jai Baladeva, Subhadra Jai Jai Sudarshana. Jai Govardhana, Jai Vrindavana, Jai Govardhana, Jai Vrindavana. Nitai Gaur Haribal, 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 Nitai Gaur Haribal. Haribal. Ane Jai Gaur Hari Bal, Hari Bal, Hari Bal, Ane Jai Gaur Hari Bal, Hari Bal, Hari Bal.
Jai Shri Guru Gauranga Gandharvi Giridhari Shri Radha Vinod Bihari Jeev Ki Jal, Tasha Sakhi Vrindu Ki Jai, Shri Panchatatmak Shri Sachinandan Gauri Ki Jal, Tlaha Shri Matya Nain Gussai Maharaj Shri Guru Dev Ki Jal, Tlaha Shri Matya Dhan Shri Vaman Gussai Maharaj Shri Guru Maharaj Ki Jal, Tlaha Shri Matya Prakyan Keshu Gussai Maharaj Shri Param Guru Dev Ki Jal, Tlaha Shri Prabhupat Sasadi Gussai Thakur Ki Jal, Tlaha Shri Gaur Kshodas Babaji Maharaj Ki Jal, Tlaha Shri Bhakti Nod Thakur Ki Jal, Tlaha Shri Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj Ki Jal, Shri Samasta Sarvaprupana Gauri Guru Var Ki Jal, Tlaha Shri Matya Antarikram Gussai Maharaj Ki Jal, Tlaha Shri Matya Sai Maharaj Ki Jal, Shri Prabhupat Sabarikar Vrind Ki Jal, Shri Baladev Vidya Bhushan Prabhu Ki Jal, Shri Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur Pad Ki Jal, Narottam Srinivas Shravanand Prabhutrai Ki Jal, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Vrindavan Das Thakur Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya 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 Bhagavat Ki Jai, Rup Sanatan Vatraganath, Shri Jeevupal Vatadasar Nasa Goswami Prabhu Jai, Lakanath Das Goswami Bhagavad Goswami Ki Jai, Sarup Damodar Rai Ramanandadi Gaur Pashrindi Ki Jai, Shri Astakaviraj Jadas Gopal Chasati Mahant Ki Jai, Shri Prabhudananda Sasi Thakur Pad Ki Jai, Namachar Shri Das Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Se Gau Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gathadar Shri Sadi Gaur Bhakta Rindu Ki Jai, Sopari Karin Madhavinda Puri Pad Ki Jai, Navadip Mahapur Gaur Mandal Dham Ki Jai, Vraj Mandal Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Kshetra Mandal Dham Ki Jai, Gundicha Dham Ki Jai, Gundicha Mandir Maharjan Lila Ki Jai, Indradumna Maharaj Ki Jai, Gundicha Devi Ki Jai, Giriraj Govardhan Jeev Ki Jai, Yogamaya Nirindavi Gopishwar Mahadev Ki Jai, Prahlad Narsingadev Jeev Ki Jai, Lakshmi Varadev Ki Jai, Ambarish Maharaj Jai, Dham Sabha Chai, Vrindu Ki Jai, Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Nam Sankirtan Kari Bhakta Vrindu Ki Jai, Anand Koti Vaishnav Vrindu Ki Jai, Samayashi Gaur Bhakta Vrindu Ki Jai, Jagannadev Vrat Yatra Adivasthiti Ki Jai, Shri Raghav Jolir Mahamotsav Ki Jai, Shri Nitai Gaur Premanande Ri Ri Gaur.